He's like, he's one of my favorite people on the scene. He's a delight to talk to.
Yeah.
He always gives you like a weird handshake. And he's a fucking doctor, so I guess things aren't going so well on that side. Give it up for Habib Ziyech!
I'm not actually a real doctor. I got a PhD in education, man, so that kind of puts me in like the Dr. Pepper, Dr. Seuss, Dr. Dre category of doctor, man. That's about my level of medical expertise right there. I can't really do anything for you. I graduated from McGill. They do shit funny out there, man. It took me a while to realize this, but they put the International Student Services in the brown building. Like, what kind of passive-aggressive racism is that, man? You were just gonna slide it in and hope no one would notice? I see you, man. The crazy thing about that whole experience is they gave me my diploma at the end, and I'm like, holy fuck, they misspelled my name. And I know they did that shit on purpose, too. I really know they did. Because I ain't gonna spell Habib right, get Siam right, and fuck up George. That's like hitting two off-balance threes to tie the game and then bricking the layup for the win. That's how that shit went down. So Morgan mentioned I'm new to the scene. I haven't been doing comedy for too long. I got into stand-up off of a breakup. And I had to deal with like the most ludicrous of breakup advice throughout that whole experience, man. Like my homegirl one day was like, the only way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. I'm like, word. This whole time I've been hitting it from the back. That's why I'm still heartbroken. That's what the hell I've been doing wrong this whole time. Right? My personal favorite, if you love her, let her go. If you love her, let her go. If she comes back to you, she's yours. I'm like, what is she, a fucking boomerang? Nah, man, if I love you and you're trying to leave, I'm chaining you to the radiator at the bottom of the basement. But I'm supposed to go through heartbreak because you have commitment issues. And later for that, you work through your own shit. My friend invited me to the stoplight party once. By round of applause, anybody know what that is? No. Yeah, that's basically, if you show up wearing green, you're single and ready to mingle. If you got on some yellow, you're undecided. And if you're rocking red, that means no. Like, if you're wearing red, why the fuck are you even at the party? Why don't you stay your ass on home, taking up some valuable space? Some elbow room. And I wanted to be that asshole that showed up wearing like a green shirt, red pants, like shoes. I did finally meet someone. It's like 18 months out the game. I finally mustered up the courage to ask somebody out. And she turned out to be a lesbian. It's my fault. I should have picked up on it because she was dropping clues. So it's just oblivious to them all. She's in a band called No Bro. And she kept referring to her exes as she. Every time, I'm like, maybe I misheard that one too. And I told my friends about it, and they get all ignorant with it. Like, you try to convert her, man. You try to convert her. Like, that's not how this works, dude. This ain't the bank. She's not foreign exchange. You motherfuckers watch Chasing Amy one too many times. If thought I had that Ben Affleck game. That dude is Batman. We've been hanging out though, and it turns out that she's bisexual. She's just not that into me. I kind of liked it better when she was a lesbian. It's a bit less rejection involved. Paul was talking about the bus a little earlier, man. I get crazy nervous on public transit. So I caught myself smoking a spliff the other day at the bus stop. And I mistimed the whole thing. Because I looked up and the bus was already pulling in. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Scarfed the last few tokes. Hopped on, swiped my card. I took two steps and realized that I forgot to exhale. So now I'm all in the middle of this 55 with like women, children, and two iron lungs full of OG Kush. Thinking, what the fuck happens next? How does this fiasco play out? And I considered like burying my head into my t-shirt and exhaling in there. But I realized the only thing more suspect than an Arab dude on the bus blowing out some weed just might be an Arab dude on the bus with smoke coming out of his clothes. I'm not gonna be that dude, goddammit. My parents worked too goddamn hard to get us here. That's like generational setback. So I did the only thing I could think of, which was just like, hold my breath for as long as I could and hope that my lung tissue would absorb all the THC smoke. And I lasted about 42, 43 seconds. I still let out a waft. So you guys have been a lovely audience, man. I will leave you with this quick knock knock joke. I will need some participation on this one. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Little boy blue.
Little boy blue. Oh.
Nice.
Michael Jackson. It's generally like a lukewarm, yeah, you caught on to that. It's generally like a mixed bag of reactions to that one. Because a lot of people like Mike, and they don't like bag when you talk about the king of pop. And that's something I can work with. A lot of people find that joke outdated. For obvious reasons. I'm like, it's only outdated if you think of it as a pedophilia joke. But if you think of it as a necrophilia joke, you get a lot of mileage off that motherfucker still, man. You guys have been a lovely crowd, man. Welcome back to Hell's Bullshit.